13 acres.
And then this 13 acres here is the one that we purchased and paid off. In fairness to the situation that was talked about the owner versus the lessee, I'm the executive director of a 501c3 not-for-profit Images of the Cross. I'm the beneficiary of the Brown Family Trust that holds both of these properties in trust. My dad is the trustee. He's signed off and given authority for both of us to be here, for me to be having this conversation with you. So he has control of all of these lands, and Images essentially has a long-term lease at $1 per year with the option to purchase the entirety of the land at the end of a period of time for $1.
Is it Denny Brown or is it?
Dean Brown.
Okay.
So basically, you know, it's our family's gift to Branson is what we're trying to do. We don't want our name attached to it. That's not what the purpose of it is, but that's why you haven't heard too much about it, and there hasn't been a big push for fundraising.
Okay.
We've been doing things behind the scenes because you often deal with a lot of opposition when you bring something like this.
2008, 2009 through 2012, for anybody to build anything.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you kept it at 200 feet so you didn't have to get FAA approval, correct?
Well, we didn't want to put a big flashing red light on the top of a white cross.
Were you able to get FAA
approval? Oh, yeah. We have the FAA approval for the 200 feet, and they seem to think that getting up to 220 was not an issue. And our general contractor is ready to move on that if you guys approve it. If you don't approve it, we'll just go ahead and build it at the 200
even
feet.
If we approve, you still have to get FAA approval for the height.
Right.
You'll have county approval.
Right, but we already had it for 200 feet, and at the time they led us to believe that having it a little bit taller was going to be okay.
And the engineering is okay for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there is a lot of flying that goes on there because that seems to be the flat pattern for the highway patrol.
Yeah, I don't get what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to we reevaluated that decision.
Like that
we wanted to make it safe.
Highway. Yep, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Your decision of record that you're amending is, number one, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code, which is your sediment erosion, stormwater, land grading, the flood plan, utility easements, improvements with scale of buildings. Number two is compliance letters from fire, sewer, water districts, MoDOT, and FAA. Three is all other federal and state regulations met. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. Five, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, no additional setback requirements. Seven, a variance of the height regulations up to 200, 20 stories. And then this decision of record would be recorded. That's the decision of record.
So item number seven. Can anybody repeat that and say that they approve that?
So I'll make a motion to go ahead and based on, I guess the only factor concern is making sure that it still is approved to the FFA.
Perfect.
And still carries out the same requirements as stated by Scott.
Do we have a second for that? Motion?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks for your
thank
patience.
You. What's that?
Thanks for your patience hanging out.
We are adjourned.
Not a problem. It's, you know, you get into ministry and you kind of have to soak out your patience.